And it was another busy weekend on the campaign trail, with New Hampshire primary voters now just a few weeks from heading to the polls. A half dozen Republican presidential candidates made stops across the Granite State, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. I caught up with Senator Paul during a campaign stop at the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry. Senator, what are you hearing from people here in the diner?
Well, you know, a lot of supporters, a lot of people, you know, wanting a different kind of voice in the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. Many people saying they don't want the government collecting their phone records. Many people saying they want a voice of reason when it comes to how we defend the country and whether or not we should be involved in another war in the Middle East. One group saying, you know, that they were barely born when the authorization for 9/11 for 2001 to go to Afghanistan came up, and they don't understand how that one generation can bind another generation to war.
Now, as you're talking to these voters going through these various stops in New Hampshire, and you're talking about these issues, does the recent terror attacks, of course, in San Bernardino and overseas, does that overshadow your discussion in talking about NSA phone records and national security at all? Do you feel that changes the message or changes the dynamic at all?
I actually think the facts on the ground make it even more important that there be a voice of reason, not letting those in Washington who are reactionaries go too far. I think when events happen, people tend to say, do something, do something, do something. But oftentimes we overshoot the mark, and in overshooting the mark, our liberties are lost. In fact, there was the Washington Post reported on the general counsel from the NSA saying, the way we'll get to ban encryption, the way we'll get this done, is we have to wait till there are some bodies we can point to. So it is sad that people are actually looking for opportunities to try to take away our liberty and blame it on terrorism, when in reality, all the bulk collection of our phone records has not stopped one terrorist attack. And so I think it's important to note that practically it's not working, but two, the terrorists win if we fear them so much that we give up our freedoms.
But do you feel that message is getting through to people? You know, the recent polls, of course, have you down a bit. The Republican committee, of course, putting you in the undercard in the last debate. You decided not to participate. Do you worry that perceptions being that you are an undercard candidate are hurting the campaign at all?
We actually think that we've been doing better in the polls. If you look at the polls recently, the national polls, we've been scoring higher than two or three of the people that were on the stage. So we think the Republican National Committee made a mistake in the last debate. We're urging them to not make the same mistake again. Because if you want to have a bigger party, you need the liberty voters in your party. You need those who lean a little bit libertarian, who could vote for a libertarian candidate, or they could stay in the Republican Party. I think the Republicans would be smart to make sure that my voice is allowed to be heard.
I want to ask you one more question about, you have said that you would spend every waking hour making sure Donald Trump is not the nominee. But you've also said that you would eventually support the nominee of the party. Is that putting party ahead of principle?
I think every Republican on the stage so far has said they would support the nominee. When I ran for Senate, I said I would support the nominee, whether it was me or my opponent. It's kind of the way party politics works in our country. We decide that you think one party's better than the other, and that's the party you join. When I say I'll spend every waking hour trying to stop Trump, Trump is currently leading in the polls. I think he's bad for the Republican Party. I think he's a bad messenger. I think he sends a bad message. I think his message is not on limiting power. It's on give me power. And I think that's a real problem. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure he's not the nominee.
Senator, thanks for the time.
Thanks.